9 minutes past 5. An accident at a car cruise meet in Stevenage has left 17 people injured after cars ploughed into spectators. Video footage shows one car passing another before the two collide and one strikes people standing at the roadside. Now, Peterborough saw a similar incident a few years ago and Julie Howe has been campaigning for better regulation ever since. Julie, good afternoon to you.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, were you surprised, Julie, that this has happened?
Surprise isn't the word. I was very upset about it and I was tearful last night because we've been trying to stop this and the inevitable has happened again. And as you say, it happened in Peterborough in 2015 and pretty much a carbon copy of what happened last night. So it's incredibly depressing and I feel dreadfully for the families of all of those who've been hurt.
Was there anything, is it a problem that's gone from Peterborough now or do they still have these cruise meetings then?
No, it still happens everywhere. I think the difficulty is what happened last night, and I've seen the footage, and I've seen the unedited footage, so I've seen the actual accident, as I had of the one in Peterborough. And what's going on here is a lack of judgment. It's a lack of judgment on the part of the car crews, the static crews, as they call it, the car crews people, because they know they've got nothing to do with what goes on, this silly behaviour. People showing off in high-powered cars, basically. They've got nothing to do with that, and they don't condone it, but it's happening. You know, they're attaching themselves to their events, so there is some responsibility there. There's lack of judgment on the part of the drivers. Those two drivers were aged 22 and 26. They barely know what they're doing. They've hardly got any experience. And there's lack of judgment. The young people, it was all young people and teenagers who got hurt. And where were the adults saying to them, this is dangerous, there's fast cars coming, don't stand on the roundabout, don't stand on the traffic island, and don't stand by the curb. Absolutely crazy. You know, what other event would that be deemed acceptable? It's not. Bad judgment all the way through has led to this tragedy.
What have you done in Peterborough in particular then, Julie, to try and clamp down on this?
Well, I think what's important is we all work together. And I've seen a lot of criticism of the police today that I don't think is fair. The police have got limited resources and need to be spending it on the priority things going on in the various cities. I'm a city councillor. I'm a Green Party city councillor in Peterborough. And I feel a responsibility to bring everybody around the table. And so that's the council and the police and the people who organise the static meets and perhaps even the people doing the drifting as well and the residents. So we can talk about what we can do to address this effectively. Because if we keep saying it's a police matter and the police don't have the resources and don't attend, these things are going to keep on happening. So I launched a petition in Peterborough to do something about this, to try and get people around the table. It had over 200 signatures, which was fantastic. I only ran it for a month. And it got a lot of attention locally and people started coming forward and talking to me because I think when people think, oh, city councillor, that I'm going to be against everything. But, you know, not at all. I understand what draws people to the static meets. I also understand what draws people to messing about in high-powered cars. Of course, it's a hobby. You know, people get a thrill out of it. But what we need to make sure we do is everything we can to make this safe. What we're considering at the council is any changes we can make where this is happening on areas near residential estates because it's really, really noisy as well as dangerous. So we're looking how we can work with landowners, for example, to make the surface of the road just not suitable for that kind of thing. But all that does is push the problem to somewhere else.
Yeah.
We need to speak to the people who are running the static cruises to say to them, look, we need to work together with the police. We need to share information with the councillors so that when these events are happening, we're able to do something to make sure that kids aren't doing what they're doing, which, by the way, is standing as close as possible to the cars as they can so they can film them and upload them to video sharing sites, which they get paid for. This is absolutely crazy. We're monetising our children, putting themselves in physical danger. This has got to stop.
Are you optimistic it will stop?
I'm not optimistic it will stop unless we all get together and work collaboratively, as I say. You know, these are very young people, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds who were hurt last night. They don't have the life experience to make the judgment, to know what's safe and what's not. I can look at that footage and think, I would not stand there. So we need to communicate that message out. And I find it heartbreaking that there were adults there last night and they didn't intervene. They didn't say to the kids, get away from the edge of the road, because if something goes wrong, you're going to get hit. And that's not happening because people aren't taking responsibility. So we need to step up to the plate. And I say, you know, let's include local councillors like me in that as well. We also have a responsibility in that.
Are the police keen to get in touch with you as well, Julie? Are you talking to them?
Yes, they are. The police have been fantastic. They've got limited resources. That's just how it is. And they've got other priorities in the city, as I said earlier. But they've been great speaking to us about how we might work together. And the police and I in Peterborough, we share intelligence all of the time. I get tip-offs from residents all of the time about where there might be some of these meets, where there might be some of these problems. I share that with the police, and the police attend. And the police do have something called a dispersal order that they can put in place for 48-hour periods. But that gives them the powers to disband anybody who's kind of hanging around doing things that might be deemed antisocial. And that's enabled them to move on anybody who might be about to get involved in this antisocial behaviour with cars.
Julie, thank you so much for your time tonight. Julie Howell there, who's councillor for Orton Southgate and Peterborough. Where are you